It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We have to tell you about a fight that erupted between Katie and Kevin after the show yesterday. And it was over geography.
I
don't know why I'm laughing either. So I would like to choose geography for 500 and talk about what made you guys so upset. First of all, how did this fight start, Kevin?
Don't ask him.
Okay.
Started because his friends are in Hawaii without him.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
Don't be.
Okay. And they've been posting pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it got us on the topic of the weather in Hawaii and how it's so warm there,
yes.
You know, and it's
yes.
It's muggy.
Mm-hmm.
And I very casually stated it's because it's closer to the equator.
I see. And that made Kevin say what?
That it is not true.
I don't even know how you could say that. It so obviously is.
It's not on the equator.
I didn't say it's on
you
the
You said it was on the
I
equator.
Never said
it.
I said
okay.
To the equator.
And this is how the fight sounded yesterday mm-hmm. when I walked into the room. And I said, listen, let's just let Wake Up Call listeners chime in on this, okay? So Katie says that Hawaii is closer to the equator than we are in Sacramento, which is why it is hotter. That's what was said, correct?
Right. And then you said,
yeah,
because you're part of this too.
Well, now I am.
Okay. You said the equator is south and that Hawaii is to the west.
Correct.
And I said that can't possibly be true because we're on the west. And there's a...
Go ahead.
And that there is a time difference. So if they're on the west and we're on the west, why is the time, where's the time difference?
West, quote unquote, is always relative to where you are. We are called the West Coast because we're the West Coast of North America.
It's part of America.
Yes.
Is part of America.
Right.
So it would be on America's West Coast.
No. Hawaii's in the middle of the ocean.
No, I understand that.
So
we're by the ocean.
All right, let's go back. First of all, it's not near the equator. Kevin's right about that.
It's closer to the equator.
Marginally.
Then why is it so warm
The
there?
Equator is by, like, Central America.
Boy. I'm not saying Hawaii is on the equator. I'm saying it is hotter there because it's closer to the equator than we are.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's why it's hotter.
You're getting hot.
Oh, boy.
And you're making me sweat.
Oh, boy.
And
okay.
No one is texting in and defending you guys.
Right.
Somebody just texted in, Hawaii is the closest state to the equator.
I don't know if that's true either.
I think so.
I think it's Florida. I think Florida is actually lower. I might be wrong on that one. What did time have to do with it? Because you also were bringing up time zones.
Because you kept saying it's to the west.
Right.
Okay.
It is more west.
If
not south.
We are west.
Hawaii is west of us.
Where?
To west. The west.
No.
To the west of us.
Then how? Okay. If it's to the west of us, how is it closer to the equator?
It's not.
You know the world is round, right?
Okay. You.
I'm just saying.
You think that the world is called the Earth, spelled with an F at the end
of
it.
That's because
of
my English.
You tell me anything.
Well, that's why Hawaii is 3 hours behind us. Because they're more west of us. So the sun hits them first before hitting us.
The sun sets, rises in the east. How could it hit them first?
Well, that's why they're 3 hours behind us.
Do you see?
No, he just said that the sun hits Hawaii first. That can't be true.
Okay, all right. So I just Googled it.
Oh, God.
Hawaii is further south than Florida. Okay,
yes.
So there we go.
It feels like I'm actually right about a lot of these things.
You're not right about this one. Have you looked at a map?
I have. And let me tell you, where they put Hawaii isn't even accurate on a map.
Okay.
They put it by Alaska.
This is what happens. God damn it. This is what Katie will get off on a tangent.
Right.
And then eventually we have talked so long that there's part of me that goes, wait a second. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Right.
And then you find yourself Googling the Earth is round, right?
Somebody texted, you guys are all right and all wrong at the same time.
1065 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She practiced for this all day by reading up on everything. It's time to play. Are you smarter than Katie? Jackpot's only $40.
Oh, don't say that.
That's all right. It's all about the pride anyway. And it's all about that bass. And we're playing with Megan Trainor this morning. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
I didn't know this. Megan Trainor lives in Rancho Marietta.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Her and Spike
the Lava Boy, yeah.
Is that Shark Boy?
Shark Boy? I don't know. Which one is he?
Oh, he's a spy kid.
Yeah, he's a spy kid.
What was his name?
Oh, I forgot. Junie.
Oh, Junie.
Yeah.
Megan, how's Junie doing?
I don't even know who that is.
All right.
I guess
I was lied to, and this is not Megan Trainor. Katie's leaving the studio. It's brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Thursday nights, they got that date special, bottle of wine, 2 entrees, and mac and cheese for a very reasonable price. Go and check it out. You ready to play, Megan?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, here we go. 5 questions dealing with pop culture. Question 1, Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, was finally arrested yesterday in Manhattan in relation to his racketeering and sex trafficking allegations. He is going to plead not guilty, according to his lawyer. Spell the word trafficking.
T-R-A-F-F-I-C-K. I-C-K-I-N-G.
Question 2. Miley Cyrus is being sued for stealing music, and it's Bruno Mars's camp doing the suing. Her song Flowers seems to have the exact same chord progression as his song If I Was Your Man. A chord is made by doing what at the same time?
I have no idea.
All righty, question three. The clock is still ticking on TikTok's ban, but they had a slight win yesterday at the U.S. Court of Appeals. They say that Congress has no proof that TikTok is actually a security threat, and it's only suspicion. And if it can be banned on suspicion, that's unconstitutional. The judges seem to agree with that. What country owns TikTok?
China.
Question four. Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters in the 90s, was doing an interview recently and said doing that character for so long permanently damaged his voice because a vocal coach was never hired for him. What is not a part of the body that makes your voice? The larynx, the iynx, or the pharynx?
The iynx.
And question five, an 8-year-old girl was reported missing but was found after she stole her parents' SUV and drove 12 miles to Target to go shopping with $400 of her parents' money, and she got Starbucks. If she bought a lamp for $80 and a new bike for $160 and AirPods for $120, how much change would she get back from $400?
$40.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Megan, where are we off to this morning?
We're going up to see our new house. We're working on our new house.
That's exciting.
Like a new build?
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's not a new build. It's new to us house. Ooh.
That's exciting.
Where is it?
Outside of Gridley.
Outside of Gridley. Okay, can you still hear us in Gridley?
We're not quite up there. We just got through downtown. With the traffic, it takes a while.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, you know, I don't want to lose you.
We're on the highway. We're still good.
I don't think she's getting what I'm saying. Okay.
It's okay.
Megan, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one. Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, your former favorite rapper.
That's not true.
Finally arrested yesterday in Manhattan in relation to racketeering and sex trafficking allegations. His lawyer says he's going to plead not guilty. So off to the races we go on that exciting trial.
He doesn't look good either.
He does not look good, no.
I hate to say it, he looks puffy. Thank you.
That was a good one.
Thanks.
Spell the word trafficking.
Okay. TRAFFICKING, trafficking.
That is it. Yes, that's CK. Okay. Question two. Miley Cyrus is being sued for stealing music, and it's Bruno Mars's camp doing the suing. Although he himself is not part of the lawsuit, it is his camp. Her song Flowers seems to have the same chord progression as his song If I Was Your Man. Mm. A chord is made by doing what at the same time?
By doing what at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Like playing different keys?
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Playing different notes.
Playing different notes.
Yep. Question three. The clock is ticking on TikTok. TikTok on TikTok.
Uh-oh.
Their ban is still on a time schedule, but they did have a slight win yesterday at the U.S. Court of Appeals. They said to Congress that there's no proof that we are actually a security threat, and if you can ban us because you suspect we are a security threat without proof, that's unconstitutional.
They don't have any proof?
Not really. Not that they could point to, at least. Okay. And the judges seem to actually kind of agree with that argument.
Well, it seems like they kind of have to.
Yeah, we're gonna, anyway. What country owns TikTok?
China.
Yeah. Question four. Jaleel White, who played Steve Urkel on Family Matters in obviously the 90s, he was doing an interview recently, and he said doing that character for so long permanently damaged his voice because a vocal coach was never hired to teach him how to do that voice without hurting himself. He says that he's in, like, a lot of pain from it still.
He's in pain?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What is not part of the body that makes your voice?
Okay.
The larynx, the iynx, or the pharynx?
I've never heard of an iynx.
That is it.
Much like Adele, I had vocal nodules at one time.
Right, yeah.
And I had to go to voice therapy.
Right.
And we worked on my vocal hygiene is what it's called.
That sounds so gross.
That's called you.
Question five. An eight-year-old, you're going to love this story. This is big Katie energy.
Oh.
Okay? An eight-year-old girl was reported missing, but they found her after she stole her parents' SUV and drove 12 miles to Target to go shopping with $400 of her parents' money.
Okay, what about this is big Katie energy?
Seems like something a little Katie would do. And
I
think
was
like,
so terrified of disappointing my parents because I thought that they might not like me anymore. I did nothing bad.
All right, well then it seems like big Katie energy. And I don't want to say big
that
Katie. I don't want to say old. I don't want to say old Katie energy.
Grown Katie energy.
Grown Katie energy. They found her in Starbucks. Having a drink.
I also would never go to Starbucks. Right.
If she bought a lamp for $80.
Okay.
And a new bike for $160.
Okay.
And a pair of AirPods for $120.
Yeah.
How much change would she get back on $400?
Gavin. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Gavin, 12, you rascal. 15,
16. Okay. How much change would she get back?
Yeah. 3 seconds. Three.
$40?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Final score, Megan Trainor 4, Katie 5.
Wow.
She got all 5 right 2 days in a row.
Wow.
What's the secret sauce?
First of all, dedication.
You're right.
And juicing.
Dedication and juicing, Megan. That's
but
how we win.
Juicing, I mean, Illegal.
Oh,
shots.
Like steroids.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
I
okay.
am on so many.
So many steroids. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Megan,
makes me angry.
Tell everybody what we have to hear.
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. No, we're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. This is how you build a big jackpot, ladies and
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Gentlemen.
It's Katie from the Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan. And we wouldn't have her without California IVF. IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This story is pretty funny. An NFL legend named Shannon Sharp. He's way retired. He went live on Instagram and then had sex with a woman. And immediately after that happened, he told everybody that his Instagram was hacked. He has since changed his tune, and he is actually coming forward now with what actually happened.
Obviously, I'm embarrassed. Someone that is extremely, extremely private, and to have one of your most intimate details, the audio heard for the entire world to hear. I'm embarrassed for a number of reasons. People count on Shannon. There are a lot of people that count on Shannon to be professional at all times.
It's really weird when people refer to themselves in the third person, right?
Yeah.
I think that's so strange. Anyway,
Katie thinks so.
Right. Yeah, so does Gavin.
And I always try to be professional at all times, even when I'm behind closed doors. I'm very disappointed in myself.
Okay. So what started off is, guys, I was hacked. I was hacked. That's not me. It changed very quickly to, that was me, and I'm an idiot. I accidentally went on Instagram Live.
Okay, so Kevin, you go on IG Live every day when we do All You're Smarter Than Katie.
Yeah, there's hecka buttons to push.
Okay,
so I don't know how you accidentally go live.
Well, was he on live prior?
That's a good question.
Stayed live.
That's a good question. Probably, if I had to guess.
And you couldn't see anything, correct? You could just hear it.
I didn't watch it, but I would imagine yes. You probably couldn't see anything. If you could see something, we'd see pictures.
Right.
There'd be all pictures all over the
place. But there is audio somewhere.
Right.
Is what you're telling me.
And it's
where does one find that audio?
the internet.
Uh huh.
Yes. Okay.
For journalistic purposes.
I see.
It's not that he's a sexy, sexy fine man.
Right.
And I tickles my fancy.
Tickle something. I think this is so funny that it's like you're 56 years old. Of course you don't know how to run Instagram. Not many 56-year-olds. You shouldn't know how to run Instagram at 56 years old.
I don't think it works that way anymore.
You think that the people at that age should be tech savvy, like super tech savvy?
He got himself on to Instagram Live. Getting off is the easiest part. Pun intended.
What's funny is he does a show, and the show is done with another ex-football player.
Okay. It's a podcast, right?
I believe so, yeah. And then his co-host for the show logs off, goes about his day.
Yeah.
And then he said his phone was blowing up so much, he was afraid to answer it because he thought somebody died.
Oh.
So, like, he eventually did answer it, and he's just like, Shannon's doing what? He's doing it right now?
Okay, can I tell you a few?
And nobody could get to him because he was occupied.
Well, sure. The fact that he just kept pushing forward through the fact that he thought somebody had died and was like, you know what? We'll get to that later is okay. Can I tell you a fear I have?
What's your fear?
Oh. I don't like to do it with my Apple Watch on.
Why?
Because calls go to it.
Oh, I
thought you were more concerned it shows your heart rate.
No, I'm always interested in my heart rate and how many calories I've burned. That's first and foremost.
All right.
But I will never know what my calories or heart rate was because I take my watch off because I'm so afraid somebody's going to call me in the middle of it and I'm going to accidentally touch the wrong button.
Right, right.
Much like when you sleep in it and your alarm goes off, you're like, I'll just use my watch to shut it off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's getting a show. Katie's on the internet.
Does anybody have any fears about the camera being on still? Nobody really has those fears anymore.
I still
right?
have it.
You do?
Do you?
Phone, like laptops, can't look, my webcam in front of me is covered.
Why, and what is your fear?
Someone's going to look at me when I'm not looking my best.
Right.
Okay. This is just a personal reason for me. I don't care if they look at me. I just have to look good.
What if they hacked into you while you were making love to a woman?
Go ahead. They'll prove that I have love with women. Jeez, hack me, please.
Maybe that's what you should do.
Go
Maybe
live.
You should Shannon Sharp it.
Okay.
And you should, oh, guys, I'm so embarrassed.
How did I go live?
I'm right. so embarrassed. Yeah. Somebody texted in and said that the camera is on his Instagram thing, so it is a video.
Yeah.
But you just can't see it. It's like the camera went face down.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's so, yeah, that's what it is.
So this is somebody that saw it?
I guess so. I don't know.
And how was it?
So, you're going to have a private text conversation with that person.
Somebody said I could find it on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Oh, okay. My God.
Now known as Triple X. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
Sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Vivian this morning. Good morning, Vivian.
Hi. So I met this guy at a party.
Oh,
we're going to get right into it.
You're going right into this. Okay, that's totally.
You're good. Go ahead.
You're an eager beaver. I love it. Okay.
I want to know what's going on. So we met at a party, and we just like really hit it off. He got my number. We were like texting for about a week, and then he asked me on a date.
What was the dinner?
Yeah, we went to dinner and drinks and a comedy show, and it was so much fun. I like can't remember the last time I had such a great date. But since then, he's full on ghosted me, and I cannot figure out for the life of me why.
Interesting. Comedy show.
That's a great first date.
That's a great first date. Although it could be that like sometimes it's risky. You don't want to bring some, because comedy's subjective. Like,
okay.
And what if the comedian starts talking about sex or something that makes you uncomfortable and one of you is laughing?
Well, what a great way to find out if somebody is on the same page with you as far as humor.
I'm really racking my brain. Like I thought about that, and I don't think that's it.
All right. Okay. Well, we have Lucas on hold, so we're going to talk to Lucas.
Okay.
Get to the bottom of it. We're going to conference you guys together. We will do the best that we can to negotiate a second date, which is so romantic.
Thank you.
All right. So Vivian now on hold. Let's talk to Lucas here.
Okay.
Lucas.
Hello.
Hey, it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and Katie's here as well. You are on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Vivian about your first and only date.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy. Yes. Your first and only date with Vivian. She said that it was great, that there was a lot of laughing. You went to a comedy club. That's fun.
Yeah.
So do you not want a second date with her?
Honestly, I don't really want a second date, no.
Okay, so then why?
Okay, so at the comedy show, she just like flipped the switch and started heckling.
Oh no. What?
And it was so uncomfortable. I go to comedy shows all the time. I love comedy. And it was like such a faux pas. Like,
was she heckling or was she like one of those drunk girls
Yeah, I consider yelling at the comedian in any way,
heckling,
like, good or bad.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. I agree with that. Oh, okay, all right, hold on. We're going to get Vivian back on.
Oh, God.
Vivian, are you there?
Yes.
So you heard that. Don't do that.
Well, hold on.
I didn't. The comedian is known for doing crowd work. I was just helping him with his crowd work.
Oh, gross.
Okay, hold on. Before we get ahead of ourselves, when you say helping, what does that mean to you?
I was just like, he was talking about something, and like, I would throw out something that was related. Like, the comedian loved it. He had so much, like, fodder for his, like, it was material for him.
It's not an improv show.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
It's literally a comedy show where somebody is performing their set. You can't just interrupt them.
I have to tell you, Vivian, the idea of this is, like, making me tense up.
This is the problem with comedians like Matt Rife. Because I'm going to guess, Vivian, that you follow Matt Rife on TikTok, don't you?
Yes, I love him.
See, I knew it. I think that a-holes like that guy have completely turned people like Vivian into thinking that comedy is some sort of back and forth.
I think if a comedian can do both, it makes them a really good comedian.
But if a comedian is doing crowd work, it's because they have to do crowd work.
Whatever. Who cares? If it's funny, it's funny.
I absolutely care. It's so embarrassing having the person that you're with yell at the comedian.
Well, of course. Yep. No, I understand that part.
And Vivian, this isn't your fault, okay?
Well, yes, it is.
No.
There have been comedians that have been doing crowd work forever, and you have to know that if they're not talking to you, don't talk.
They've never posted on TikTok nothing but crowd work, though.
Who cares?
It is sending a message to people like Vivian that this is what a comedy show is, and it's not
you
what a comedy show is.
In those videos screaming stuff out at Matt Rife.
But the whole thing of, I am trying to help the comedian.
I don't know that we want to do that.
All right, so if we admit that this was just a misunderstanding, can we get a second date, Lucas?
Listen, I think I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm comfortable moving forward.
Yeah.
Sorry for ghosting.
All right. I tried.
Vivian, sorry.
And listen, I'm not mad at you for what it's worth. I don't think this is your fault. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. It's a second date update on the wake up call.
Now, 106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Calling a guy named Scott at the request of his girlfriend. Scott works at a restaurant, but his girlfriend did not give me a lot of information about his work. So I'm calling him to see if I can join his fantasy football league, work fantasy football league, even though I do not work there. So I'm trying to fake it a little bit and not very well.
Okay.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Scott?
Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, it's Raul from work. I was just calling to say that I'm interested in signing up for the fantasy football league.
Okay, yeah. You can sign up.
Awesome.
Have we met? I don't think do you work in the back of house? Or I don't know. Have we met before?
Yeah. I work in the back of the house, yeah.
Okay. Did you send me an email, I guess? Or did you talk to anyone else at work about, like, how we did it?
I'm kind of new, and, you know, I got your phone number from somebody else at work.
Who did you get it from?
Who did I get your phone number from?
Uh-huh.
The guys, the fantasy football guys.
Which one?
Ron.
Who?
Mel.
Those sound like two different names. Who did you talk to?
Like a bunch of guys, like the group. What's the buy-in?
It's kind of
what's
like a tight-knit thing, though, and I'm not really sure. Have we ever worked together? Because I've been working at the restaurant for a little while, and I didn't realize they hired someone new.
Yeah, I'm in the very back of the house.
Well, like, what do you do?
I make food.
I know. I mean, we all like. But who are you under right now?
Who am I under?
Yeah, like who's in charge of your station?
Varn. What's the buy-in?
I still don't know who you are, and this is kind of sketchy to me, and I've never met you.
Right.
And we've already closed our deadline.
Okay, Scott, I'll just come clean. I don't work with you. I don't work there. You work at a restaurant? I didn't even know that. My name is Raul, though, and I really do want to join your fantasy football league.
How did you find me? How did you know about my league? Why are you calling me?
Your girlfriend is the one who told me that you have a fantasy football league, and I met her the other day at Starbucks.
That's very weird. I don't understand why you would approach people randomly to try to join their football league. How many leagues are you in?
Oh, man, I don't even know anymore. At least 12.
Is this how you make money, or what's your goal here?
Yeah, it's how I make money. It's how I make money so that I can get out of debt, basically. Because,
well, look, man, I don't know you, and right. I don't think anyone that I work with would be cool with me just adding in a guy who makes all his money through fantasy.
It's not all my money. This isn't how I make all my money. I've got other ways that I make money.
But you understand, it's a very strange thing for me to have to explain to my coworkers. I don't think this is going to work out, man.
Well, just don't tell them. Just don't tell them that I don't work there. You saw how well I convinced you that I work there. You bought it hook, line, and sinker.
You didn't convince me. You had no idea of anyone who works at my job. You can't get fake non-names.
Okay, so give me some names. Do you guys get together? Like, do you meet in person?
Of course we meet in person. We work together. Unlike you, who doesn't work there.
What?
You understand how this is kind of a crazy thing?
I understand how it seems crazy. Strangers are just friends we haven't met yet. I'm good at fantasy football. I hear you're good at fantasy football.
I'm sure you're good at fantasy football. It sounds like you're a hustler trying to hustle people out of money. So that doesn't really convince me to include you, a stranger, into a fantasy football league with my friends.
Scott, I'm going to level with you, okay? I'm not allowed on the professional fantasy football sites anymore. They kicked me off. And if you let me into yours, I'll give you a little taste of my winnings.
Do you hear yourself?
If you don't let me in, this will be the first company that I haven't been able to get into.
You're not going to be in my football league. I don't know who you are.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, this is very disappointing.
Good.
Jeez. Okay. Well, let me tell you one more thing then before I get going. None of this has been real. Your girlfriend and I did have a conversation, but it was about prank phone calling you on a phone scam. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and none of that was real.
So you don't want into my football league?
I could care less about fantasy football.
Okay. I thought that was so absurd. I was like, in what world did my girlfriend give a random person my phone number so that she could hit me up to be in my football league? That's just so crazy.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Something that no matter how many times it is explained to you, you do not understand it. You can't even wrap your brain around how it is even a possibility. Call or text us right now. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Katie, we all know what yours is.
Math. Percentages specifically.
And we put this up for Wake Up Call listeners to comment, and some of these answers are hysterical. One of them already came in on a text message, 916-909-1065. Space. Outer space.
Yes. Agree.
Are you kidding me?
The fact that, like, past our space is more space.
Even the concept of infinite.
That, I can't.
Total dark, like nothing. I can't wrap my brain around the concept of nothing. Like, when you think of nothing, you're like, I get it. It's black. No, that's something. It's nothing. It's like, well, how do I picture nothing? You can't.
To me, the fact that there's no end to something.
Yes.
Is like, but how?
Right. Somebody else texted in quantum physics. Quantum physics is one of the reasons why the movie Ant-Man is not as fun as it should be. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
What is something that you just cannot understand no matter how much it's been explained to you?
I cannot understand socks.
Stocks.
Yeah. Okay. You know what else is like just makes no sense to me? Day trading?
Right.
Yeah.
What? I don't.
I've had it explained so many times. And I just smile at this point.
And you know what's frustrating even more is I know children who understand it. And I can't understand it. My son's best friend, he like wants to be a day trader at 12 years old because like he follows the stock market every day. And I'm like,
your son?
Yeah. My son, not my son, my son's best friend.
Oh.
I'm like, Oliver, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm a grown man, all the way grown man. Thank you so much for calling, Holly. Here's another one that we got in. Electricity. How does it work?
I feel like if somebody explained electricity to me, I sort of could probably get the gist of it. How about this? Somehow we figured out that there's like electrical currents in the body. Like the brain right. and the heart that's just keeping things going.
There are so many medical procedures that I can't wrap my brain around.
Right.
The fact that LASIK eye surgery exists and somebody went first. Somebody went first on a vasectomy.
Right.
And said, you know what? I don't want to have kids so badly. Right. Get that knife and just kind of fool around in there.
I always feel like those things happen by accident. Like if like they were doing some other procedure and the result was, okay, but what if we always did this?
How about this one? Clouds. How do clouds work? Why do they float? Why do they just stay there?
I find all the moon.
Oh, yeah. You hate the moon.
It's a reflection of the sun. Like, is that right?
No, it's not a reflection of anything. But how?
Well, why is it bright? Why is it lit up?
The sun's light. The sunlight.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're talking about.
Okay, so the sun is shining on the moon.
Right.
But the sun isn't out.
Right.
And we're all just, okay.
Here's another one. How are planes so big and can fly? Good morning, Michelle. What is something that no matter how many times it's been explained to you, you don't get it?
I don't get the whole how many satellite thing and how many things can come from one satellite and bounce off of here and there. How does it know where to go? And how does I don't get it.
I agree with that. Like satellites and the way that they communicate with each other, it seems like it's almost like a joke that you have something so high tech,
yeah.
But then you say, well, they bounce off each other. What?
Well, that's how I feel about the moon and the sun.
Kevin, you don't understand crypto, no matter how many times you think you do.
It.
Nobody understands
it.
Yeah,
kind of, how volatile it is.
Now, I put this up on Facebook, and I think this one's so funny. I don't understand why we mash our faces together to show affection.
Or slap our hands together. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
It's very animalistic to do this, like a seal.
Yeah.
Well, anything else that we get on Facebook that was really funny?
Okay, Amy said, how to get so much information on a tiny little computer chip.
Oh,
how about just a flash drive?
Yeah, flash drive. How does that work? How does anything with a computer chip work?
Right.
It's crazy that we've invented these things. So anyway, though, keep the text messages coming in here. This is the best one, though, because I can so relate to this one. How to fold a fitted sheet.
I will teach you.
Yeah, right.
I am so good at it.
Bring a folded sheet in here.
I will.
And I've seen people do it. It's like a magic trick in front of
me. It's not.
Until eventually I just get frustrated and just ball it up anyway.
You gotta put the pockets in the pockets.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Emotional support animals is a new title given to something we've probably had since we've been domesticating animals. But are we taking it too far? Katie has the details about a woman whose emotional support animals are coming in between her and her co-op.
Now, can you explain to us what a co-op is? Because this woman lives in a co-op in Manhattan.
Well, okay, so a co-op is where everybody owns a little part of it, and then everybody contributes to it. So when I lived in New York City, the only co-op experience that I had were like grocery store co-ops.
Yeah, we have one downtown.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. So like everybody's responsible for bringing a little bit of product to sell.
Okay.
All of the money is divided evenly amongst everybody, and also everybody is required to put in a certain amount of hours working there and stuff like that.
Okay. So she lives in a co-op. And in 1999, she adopted two emotional support parents.
Wow.
And never had any problems. 2015 rolls around. She gets a third parent.
Oh, my God.
And something about this parent rubbed people the wrong way.
Ruffled their feathers.
Some might say. So much so that the New York Department of Environmental Protection.
Wow.
Visited 15 times in 1 year because of all of these complaints, but they never found a violation. So nothing could happen.
But somebody was, that's more than one visit per month. So,
right.
So somebody
was calling that much.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, now she's trying to sell her part of the co-op.
Okay.
And they are like lowballing her. Everybody else is saying like, okay, but you can only get this much money for it. And she's saying, but it's worth like $150,000 more than that. And they're going, sorry. So now she's suing for the difference because she says that it was retaliatory. The reason that they like lowballed her so much.
Do we know what this parrot was doing?
We don't. But what I do know is that I don't think a parrot can be an emotional support animal.
Why?
What?
There's something about him. There's something about a parrot that makes me think it could say something racist at any time.
Oh, that's true.
It could mock you.
Yeah.
Openly.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't put it past him to steal something.
That's also true.
Everything about a parrot makes it seem like they're not a good guy.
And let's also not forget about just what a parrot looks like. A parrot has one positive attribute, and that is its beautiful, colorful feathers. Outside of those feathers, they're a dinosaur. It's a monster. It's a big, disgusting beak.
Yeah.
Huge talons that are attached to big, ugly, scaly feet.
Oh,
Their eyes move like chameleon eyes.
Oh, yes, they do.
Their nostrils are in the front, but the eyes are on the side of the head.
Yeah.
It's a mutant.
This reminds me of a time when Gavin was going through a big bird phase.
Oh, yeah.
And feeding the birds was, I mean, a very high priority for him.
Every day.
And so you were going to a bird store rather regularly,
mm-hmm.
and there was a parrot there that not only terrified you, but it made you feel bad about yourself.
That parrot hated my guts. His name was Trouble, and I believe he was like 60 years old. He was not in a cage, and as I would
also gives you a false sense of security, like, oh, he doesn't have to be caged even.
Uh-oh, here come the parrot lovers texting in, by the way.
No, that's probably the parrots themselves.
And I would walk into the bird store, and Trouble the parrot would be sitting on his perch, and it was almost like as soon as I walked in, I could hear in his head going like, here he comes, this bitch. And as I would get close, he would balance on one ugly foot and he would stick his other ugly foot up in the air like he was doing like
Voldemort
Jedi mind trick on me. And I would always try to be nice.
He hiss at you.
Yeah. I would always try to be nice and be like, hi.
Hey, Trouble.
Hi, Trouble. Don't want any trouble. And it would go and like follow me with his ugly foot up in the air. Listen, we've upset parrot people.
Hey, okay, you're telling me that there weren't complaints because, like, Laureen down the hall got called a fat ass or something?
Yeah, maybe that's why this co-op hates this parrot so much. It's just started mocking and trash-talking.
Belittling the residents.
Right, right.
I'm sure that's true.
I agree with you, Katie. I can't think of an animal worse to be an emotional support. At least, like, when you see the random, like, alligator emotional support animal, that alligator will never talk to you
right. And
make you feel self-conscious.
Not at all.
But a parrot could do it whenever they
Rat.
Want.
Somebody's breaking out.
I'm gonna outlive you.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
What are your dating deal breakers? Dating deal breakers. Your romantic red lines. I can't date you. Ugh. Because of this one specific thing. You can call or text us, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because, well, one, it's always kind of fun to hear what other people's dating deal breakers are, but also because of Tiffany Haddish. She was talking to Extra's Billy Bush, which, by the way, good for Billy Bush for getting a job again.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Tiffany Haddish was talking about how she is single and she is mingling, and she has a dating deal breaker. Here's what she said.
What is undateable about a man? Do you find something like a quality that's just a definite no?
Repossessions and bankruptcies. I just want somebody that's responsible.
Got it.
Your credit score is your grown-up report card, and how responsible you are with your money is how responsible you'll probably be with my heart.
Okay.
Interesting.
Doesn't that feel like a low bar?
I think a low bar would be like somebody that doesn't hit me.
Yes.
Somebody that has a job. To me, that's a low bar.
I would say that's a lower bar. But I mean, no repossessions. You're Tiffany Haddish. Like, you've been in movies. You've been on movie posters.
Do you mean for her or in general?
In general, but especially for a celebrity. Like, no repossessions. Repossessions?
I also don't know, though, that the way somebody handles their finances means that's how they're going to handle your heart. There are a lot of wealthy scumbags that have great credit, Tiff.
Yeah, that's true. And there's a lot of people that struggle financially because they make dumb, dumb decisions that probably would make very good husbands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so text in 916-909-1065. What are yours?
Okay, so obviously, I'm not single, but if I was, my two would be if you're a grown-up and you still have really crooked teeth.
Interesting. Like how? Like very crooked?
Yeah. Like really crooked. Like my husband never got braces or anything, but his teeth are straight. But if you are somebody that has like a mangle mouth and you are an adult, it's like, why didn't you? Not nothing. No Invisalign for you all this time, huh?
Maybe they couldn't afford it. I don't know.
Well, if you can't afford it, then also, if you can't afford Invisalign, you can't afford me.
Okay? That'd be true.
But my second one would be if you have a monstrous ex.
Oh, just a real menace.
Yeah.
That's a big
red
line.
That sucks because it's not the other person's fault necessarily. They can't change the way that person behaves, but I would just be like, I don't need that in my life. I don't want that in my kid's life.
Yeah, we're getting some really good ones into text 909-1065. We'd love it if you guys called too so we could discuss some of these, but one is when he kisses his mom on the lips.
So what?
She says no man should be mouth kissing their mommy as an adult.
Oh, for God's sake.
I mean that is kind of a weird one. This is a great one. This is such a great one. If you're rude to waiters or wait staff,
yes.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
I love this one too. Fragile masculinity.
Gross.
Oh man. If you're somebody that has fragile masculinity and a need to constantly prove how masculine you are.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you this. If he has a lion's not lamb shirt or hat,
you gotta go.
Run for the hills.
Run for the hills.
Here's some of mine. Okay. One, this is shallow. I know for a fact I couldn't be with a person who loves country music. I can't do it. It's a whole lifestyle. I got to get a hat. I got to go with you to basically a political rally. I don't look good in boots. I don't even know how you take those boots off. Like, and another one, if it was somebody who didn't like my mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
sure.
If somebody who just didn't like my mom, I just love my mom. And like, if you didn't love my mom,
yeah.
Okay, I pick her.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Kevin, what are some dating deal breakers for you?
If she has more hair than me, like armpit hair.
Well, okay.
That's I'm okay.
That's it doesn't take much, sweetie.
You have like no body hair.
You're like a hairless cat.
I have body hair. It's just if I see armpit hair on a girl, okay. It's like, ooh.
Okay.
And
right.
Then if she's chewing very loudly.
A loud chewer?
Like a wet
You know
chewer.
What I gotta tell you.
This is just, why you're single.
What do you mean?
It seem like you... One time, we went through your Tinder.
Here we go.
And we were looking at people he matched with. Mm-hmm. And the reasons he came up with to want to swipe whichever direction is no on all these women, one of them had too many friends in her picture. He knew which one it was.
I don't know who it is. Don't have too many friends.
One of them, in one of the pictures, there was a horse.
What can I say?
It was like... It never, there was always a reason.
Always a reason. Keep the text messages coming into 909-106. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off. Online therapy, betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.